Now, the Bible says here in chapter 15, back where we were, it says he was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. And when the Bible talks about falling asleep, he's talking about the death of the physical body, okay? Again, not talking about a soul sleep. Paul said, I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. So the Bible teaches that when the believer dies, the body without the spirit is dead. So death is the departure of the spirit from the body. The soul leaves the body. When Jesus died, his soul left his body. He gave up the ghost. You remember? And his soul went down to hell for 3 days and three nights. And then 3 days later, his soul was resurrected from hell, came back into his body. His body was changed into a spiritual body. He was risen again and walked out of the grave and so forth. Okay. So here, when the Bible says some are falling asleep, the sleep there, and when the Bible talks about believers that are asleep in Jesus, he's not talking about their soul and their spirit. He's talking about their body being asleep. The Bible says many that are that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting righteousness and some to shame and everlasting contempt in Daniel chapter 12. And so whenever the Bible talks about sleep, it's the sleep of the body. The reason that it's referred to as sleep is because the body will rise again. Okay, but it's not talking about the soul and the spirit, because there are plenty of scriptures we could go to prove that those who've died physically that are believers are very much awake and conscious and alive in heaven. You know, Jesus even talked about, he said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day and was glad. And they said, thou art not 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And he's basically teaching that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were in heaven. He said, God's not the God of the dead, but of the living. Okay, he said, they are not dead, they are alive. Their bodies were asleep, but they were very much conscious, awake, alive in heaven. So he says, some have fallen asleep. Verse 7, after that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. So every single apostle witnessed Jesus Christ in after the resurrection. He spent 40 days among them, okay? And then it says in verse number 8, last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. Let me ask this, did anybody see him after the apostle Paul saw him? No, he was the last one that saw him. And it says, for I am the least of the apostles. That's why there are no apostles today, because nobody alive today has witnessed the resurrected Jesus Christ.